Hello, hi, good evening. I'm here again today, guys, and today we're gonna talk. Okay, first of all, I hope we're good. I really hope we're fine as usual, and I am super hyped. Anytime I come on here, I always feel very happy. I think it's cause I don't have real life queer friends. Yeah, I don't. And then I pick up my phone on WhatsApp. I can be slightly gay. On WhatsApp, I can be highly gay. On Twitter, I could be fucking gay. And on Anchor, I could be fucking super gay. So I always feel myself whenever I come on here, every time to talk to you guys. So thank you, all of you that listen to my podcast. I really thank all of you. Any feedbacks I get, lovely. God bless every single one of you. Today's topic, it's something we're familiar with. First of all, I'm supposed to have a part two of my coming out story, and then I'll have that today. And also, I will talk about, while I'm talking about that, yeah, is to get to a point where I will talk about or acknowledge or point out the fact that if you are a lesbian and you're a Nigerian, and if you're a gay guy and you're a Nigerian, the struggles are not the same, guys. Let's be honest about the whole thing. So I'll tell you guys why I feel that way. Now, if you've listened or if you've not listened to the part one of my coming out story, please do that so you know what we're talking about. I'm not going to want to bore anybody today, so I'm just going to try and just be very brief and straight to the point. So, me saying that I came out, of course, to five people in my class. I came out to five people in my class. And as always, people talk. So they told every other person, like almost everybody in class knew that I was a lesbian. And it was not like a problem to me. I always knew, or I knew that was going to happen. So I didn't feel bad or anything. And then, you know, I came out to the first guy. It was okay. The second guy said they already knew. It was still okay. Now, moving on, I'll just continue from there. So someone told my sister, like someone, our mutual friend told her. Although she told me that she was already aware, even though I had not told her because I was like very shy and maybe scared. But she said she's aware, and then she already knew, and then she liked me regardless, and she loves me regardless, and nothing has changed. And she's like kind of young, and for a young girl to have that kind of notion, why are you Agbaya still homophobic? If my little sister would know that being gay is actually amazing, so what is your problem? But you know, today is not about homophobes. We're not talking about homophobic people today, so I'm just gonna not talk about those things. So yeah, she said she's a washo. She wasn't really sure, but she felt like I could, you know, I would one day talk to her about it, because she knew I didn't talk to guys the way I talk to girls. I could be talking to a girl, you think it's a guy, you know, that sort of stuff. So she was really understanding, and then because of that, I could now make calls when she was there, because I had to like excuse myself, because of course she got into school and she started staying with me also. So yeah, that's another story for another day. So yeah, my younger sister was like very okay with the whole thing. And then I told the fourth person, like officially, he had asked me out in 100 level. So imagine his reaction, guys. He was, at first it was okay. It was like, oh, he understands, it's okay. And this boy fucking said that I should go to church. He has someone in church that helps for, you know, like, they'll do, what's the word? It's like a counsel. They'll counsel me and all this stuff. That was what he said. So when I held very high. Like, I never imagined that something like that would come out from his mouth, because I felt like he was mature, very exposed, you know, very open-minded. And hearing him say those things was not okay. I felt very hot. And then I think that made us drift apart. You know, he was my study partner and everything. But then again, as I've said before, anyone that threaten me or my, more like disrespects my sexual orientation, I don't know. I don't fuck with people like that anymore. I'll just leave you halfway or whatever, without no explanation at all. So that was what happened with him. After I said that thing, we stopped, you know, being very close, and that happened. Other people I told, of course, most of them were religious, and then they would tell you go to church for prayers and those things. It didn't get to me, it didn't hurt me. I mean, I just wanted you to know whether or not your reaction is a problem. What you have to say, your opinion, it's your problem, it's not mine. So I've told you what I want to tell you, because now you know that I'm a lesbian, so don't ask me questions like, why don't you have a boyfriend? But then again, many people said so many things. So many people, you know, had opinions. A lot of people were very good to me. A lot of people wanted to fuck me and see if they could change me. Some people felt like I had not seen the right guy. some girls in my class, they're coming out, like, sending me messages, like DMs, because, and they're talking about how amazing I was and how they would love to have sex with me. Yeah, that happened. You'd be amazed as to how many women want to fuck other women. Like, all the, I don't know. It's it was crazy. But then again, yeah, people, they talked about how they even like girls more, but because of society, they're too scared. They just have to deal with guys and all of those things. But then again, I could not do that to, you know, anybody in our class. It was not nice, so I did not. And I feel bad now. I should have fucked as much as I could, but I did not. But then again, yeah, people started coming out and talking to me about that, you know, the whole struggle. I felt like, you know, a mentor and all of those things. And then you had guys who were saying things like, you should come and sleep with me, I'll change, blah, blah, blah. But no one actually said anything that would hurt me, you know. I mean, apart from those stupid things that they would say as men, nothing else crazy, nothing else that was awful. The one that actually would get to me at times, when he used religion to invalidate my feelings, it was I could not bear it. As an atheist, for some of those things are trash to me. But then again, seeing them to me, it hits kind of hard, I guess. So I didn't like those things I was hearing from them. But then again, or generally, overall, I think as a lesbian, or coming out as a lesbian, was not as bad as if I were a guy and I, you know, told my classmates or my lecturers that I was, you know, that I'm gay. The experience would not be the same, guys. Let's just be honest. And people will say things like, oh, it's okay. People even liked me more. You're hot, you know, it's fucking hot. If you were a guy and you told me you're a gay guy or whatever, I would hate you. I might even kill you, all those sort of stuff. Yeah, people will say those things. And I always ensured that I cut them off. Like, I address it there and then. Don't say that. Don't think that because I'm a lesbian, it doesn't change anything. Do not disrespect gay people, gay men. Don't do that. Okay, so the thing is, I was hearing those things every single time. They were always happy, cool with me being a lesbian. But if they always say, if you were a guy and you were gay, I swear I'm going to do it. You know, you're disgusting. But because you're a lesbian, it's amazing. And it's not okay. No one should say those. Don't say that. And if you are out there and you're queer and you have friends that say those things after you've told them that you're gay or lesbian, and then they tell you these things, always address it there and then. Tell them, no, do not talk like this. Do not join them in laughing or, you know, nodding or whatever. Just let them know that it's the same struggle. We're the same LGBTQ plus community. We're all the same. Whether you're a lesbian, you're gay, you're intersex, you're bisexual, you're trans, you're asexual, anything, just what, the same struggle. Okay, don't let people say things like, oh, because you're a lesbian, it's fine. But if you're a guy and you're gay, I would know. Don't call them short. Okay, don't let them go ahead and think that you're okay with them saying those things to men that are gays. Okay, so I always ensure that I address those issues. Don't tell me those things. Don't tell me that, oh, if you're a guy, then the story would have, I would have never been, I don't care. Just don't do that, okay? Well, the same thing. So I would say that ever since, or coming out for me as a lesbian, I'm not going to lie, I have to acknowledge this, okay? I know that my experience was not bad. No one was trying to bully me. No one stopped talking to me. No one started hating on me. No one felt like I was disgusting. No one felt like they could humiliate me or blackmail me. As a matter of fact, I had more friends. People liked the fact that I was a lesbian. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. It was just weird. They really liked it so much, guys and girls. And they always say things like, oh, if you were a guy. And I imagine those things. How? If I was a guy, it would not be the same. I know for sure. After the whole thing I heard those people say, it would not be the same one single bit. Because I knew how much they were always spitting hate towards gay men. Talking about, oh, if you were a guy, men, they even come near me, that sort of stuff. But as a lesbian, even girls wanted to talk to me even more. You know, someone start hitting on me and saying things like, oh, you're a lesbian, like, and why you were supposed to be, they expected that because I'm a lesbian I should like them automatically because they are girls. Of course they would not know these things because they don't know anything. But then again, my experience as a lesbian was super okay. It was super chilled. I had a perfect life. Like, nothing changed about me. Even lecturers kind of knew, if I didn't know, because I told one or two. And it was something that no one used anything or made me feel bad. And I know that people don't want to talk about these things, but the struggle as a lesbian, although all the experiences are bad, depends on where you're coming from. But personally, because of the fact that I was a woman, or I am a woman and I came out as a lesbian, my experience was not bad at all. No single person did anything bad to me. I was not hurt, I was not harmed, nothing. But then again, if I were a guy, they always say these things that men should have been very awful for you, blah, blah, blah. I think the one that actually that got to me a bit was when people were saying that I should try and be bisexual. Like, more like that would have been better. You know, people, they felt like, oh, it would make my life easier and all those things. But I did not really like those things at all. But apart from that, apart from all those other comments they made, no one actually came and said they wanted to physically assault me or, you know, just do anything bad to me. It was as if me coming out made my life even easier. I had friends from everywhere. You guys don't know how many women want to fuck other women. You guys have no idea. And the people with girls with boyfriends, they felt like their boyfriends were not making them happy sexually and all those things. But that's not why we're here today. And then you'd hear those things and I would be like, okay. Even though I had no, you know, still a decent person sexually. But then again, those things happened. So every time, if you are a lesbian and you're out there, a bisexual woman or whatever, anyone that says things like, oh, it's fine, but if you were a guy and you were gay, for don't do anything bad to you, for they disgust me, don't allow them to say those things, please. Do not laugh with them, do not condone it, do not even listen to those things. Ensure that you address those issues, debunk them, condemn those things. Don't let them feel like they could talk about those things and you're okay with them. Don't. I know the struggles are different and I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. But then again, with, you know, on our own little, you know, in our own little ways, we could play a part. We could help to make people understand that these things are not, there's no difference. If I like someone of the same sex or whatever, don't say because I'm a woman, it's hotter. It's cuter. The sex will, lesbian sex, it's sweeter or better than gay sex. I cannot, those things, don't let people say those things. So I know Nigerians are really backward, too much. We're like 500 years behind. I'm not going to lie, in terms of sexuality and all those things. People feel like it's just a man and a woman loving each other and then having sex. They have no idea on what's like, what amazing things are out there. I feel bad. If I were a straight woman, regardless, I think I would want to know all these things, I swear. But they're just okay. Just they're very naive and like very shallow-minded. Anyways, so ensure that you always tell them that no, it's, I don't want to hear those things. I'm a lesbian. He's a gay man. We're the same. If you hate me, then if you hate him, then I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. Just stop. You know, that sort of stuff. So, we're going to end this podcast here today. Okay, so I hope we'll stay safe. But then again, I'm not saying that my coming out or my experiences as a lesbian in Nigeria has always been amazing, but I would say that really it's been normal. Nothing has changed. Nothing changed for me. My life did not change. You know, maybe it's because I'm out of my parents yet, I guess. But well, that's the next step. Once I become very rich, I am going to tell them. I will tell them someday because I cannot deal. I cannot deal, guys. I have to. I believe in marriage. I believe in having kids. And I want to have all those things. I want to get married to a woman. I want to have kids with her. And I cannot do that if my parents are not aware of my sexual orientation. They have to just know, I don't know if they would be okay. My father is very open-minded, you know, but I don't know. But then again, I just want to, you know, be happy, like live the kind of life I would love to live. Okay, that's not, we're not getting personal today. We're not, guys. Again, stay safe. All of you that listen to my podcast, thank you guys a lot. It meant so much to me. It means a lot. Let's all be happy and God bless every single one of you. Bye.